I wanted to share a reflection with you from a book called Divine Intimacy. It's written in the middle of the 1900s, but it takes a lot of insights from the writings of the saints in years past. There's a meditation today about the meaning of sacrifice. This is by Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene, a Carmelite priest. After the incarnation, the cross of Jesus is the greatest proof of his love for man. Similarly, mortification, which is suffering eagerly accepted for the love of God, is one of the greatest proofs of love that we can give him. It means freely giving up a satisfaction or a pleasure in order to impose on ourselves, for love of God, something which is contrary to our own natural inclinations. We thus prove that we prefer to satisfy God rather than ourselves. Every act of voluntary mortification, whether physical or moral, says to God, "Lord, I love you more than myself." And since a soul in love has an ardent desire to give proof of its love, it is very vigilant not to miss a single opportunity for renunciation. He goes on to say that the value of voluntary mortification consists much more in the goodwill with which it is practiced than in the intensity of the suffering which is imposed. So it's much more important to have the right disposition in embracing our crosses and taking upon ourselves our sacrifices that we offer in Lent than to pile up big things to do and try to do to offer the biggest sacrifice that we can to God. The amount of suffering, he writes, must be wisely proportioned and limited to the physical strength of each one. But what must never be limited is the love, the spirit of generosity with which we perform each act of sacrifice. From this point of view, a slight mortification done with all the love of which a soul is capable has greater value than a painful penance performed in a material way with no interior spirit. We pray for the grace that our Lenten observances, the self-denial and sacrifices that we take upon ourselves, may really be a heartfelt offering to God, something that we do truly out of love and which deepens our love for God and neighbor.